Charlie Kirk is dead. I don't think it's unfair to him to call him far right. It's a term that's often bandied about, but I think in his case, it's apposite. So Mr. Kirk was shot dead in a Utah college earlier today. He is pro-gun, so could he complain? All right, I'm being flippant. Now, I said he didn't want him to come to any harm. Perhaps he deserves less sympathy than most. Nevertheless, it's murder. Whoever shot him should get a life sentence. So that was it. He was there in Utah addressing a college audience, which he'd like to do, under his tent when he was shot at from some great distance, struck in the neck, I think by a single bullet, rushed to hospital, but died very quickly. So that's it. The 31-year-old is no more. So he's from Chicago. He was part of Turning Point, trying to disseminate his ideology. So he was over-opinionated, an ignoramus, a blowhard, as they say in the United States, an uneducated man. And how did he think he knew anything? He's an example of the Dunning-Kruger effect in action, precisely because he wasn't intelligent. He thought he knew everything. He's like Bertrand Russell says, the trouble is the fools and fanatics are always so certain. The wise and intelligent people, they are unsure. They have reservations. They can see the other point of view. For them, they're not absolutists. It's not clear-cut. And so on. So he was hoisted on his own petard. He lived by the gun. He died by the gun. Wanted no restrictions. An absolute gun nut. So in many ways, a reactionary. And he wasn't wrong on everything, you know, saying like that there are only two genders. He was a deranged Trumpite. No matter what lies Trump said, he was on his side. No matter how vile Trump's race-baiting rhetoric, Charlie Kirk was up for that. And so on. But, you know, he was vile. He was sort of anti-scientific, anti-environmental. He was some just dim-wit conspiracy theorist and so on. And he really shouldn't have got so much of a hearing. And he was also a McCarthyite, trying to kick people off school boards, library boards, because they had liberal left views. Now, I'm opposed to the liberal left, but, you know, they have their place. They can contribute. And I don't want cancel culture in either direction. Okay, there's left-wing cancel culture, there's right-wing cancel culture. That's both bad. Let 1,000 schools of thought contend. So it looks like left-wing terrorism, which is not to say there's no right-wing terrorism. There is. Okay, it's not the preserve of any one ideology. So there's a person of interest has been identified. Well, I hope whoever did it is brought to justice and so on. So he spoke years ago about how he may one day be shot. So Charlie Kirk was known for his anti-Islamic bile. We didn't know much about many other countries. Was been to the United Kingdom, certainly debated at the Oxford Union. But he was good, at least on one issue, that he did at least want to defend children. But there were exceptions because, of course, he advocated for the mass murder of little children if they were Palestinians and so on. So that's it. Anyway, on Truth Social, ha ha ha, Truth. Donald J. Trump has paid tribute to him, the guy who didn't get into West Point, the U.S. military academy. So there he's been evangelizing for his cause all his life. And then he died doing what he loved best at Utah Valley University, part of his American comeback tour. And, you know, so he denied climate change. He was all for so-called family values, which is the imposition of his family structure on everybody else. And things like that. Anyway, he was an irrationalist, really. So in some ways, very bad news. You know, a hyper-capitalist, okay, but why not on drugs? Why not on prostitution and so on? So, and why not on labour, allowing mass immigration and so on? So he wrote the MAGA Doctrine about that. So he was married, he had a daughter and a son, and that's it. He was a religious maniac as well. So, you know, a bad man. I will not miss him. I did not want him to be killed, but he did at least advocate for defending little kids. But there was a gotcha moment they tried when he's having some public debate, you know, prove me wrong, a bit like Stephen Crowder's Change My Mind, which they show him a fetus that says, is this a human being? He says, yes, of course. He said, that's a dolphin fetus. Okay, everybody erupts in laughter. The argument being that because you couldn't distinguish a dolphin from a human being at this stage, therefore this human is not a human, which is preposterous. Such humans are indeed human. That they may not look at it just like an adult. You might not be able to tell an adult from another human being, from another species at night in the dark or at a great distance or something like that, or a very poor visibility. That doesn't mean these people aren't human. It's a completely specious argument, but some people fall for that. So that's him saying that Mohammedans should not be admitted to the United States and all sorts of bigoted, vile stuff. He was someone who was disseminating every anti-Semitic trope going. So about them controlling the media, but he was also very anti-Muslim, said that Muslims are bad and dangerous and barbaric, and he never saw an atrocity that they didn't like. So he was very close-minded, and it was also comfortable for him that, you know, straight white American males were good, everybody else was bad, and people like him should be in charge, that the United States had never aggressed or wronged any sovereign state ever in its history. It was all just so preposterous, all just so historically illiterate, and just wouldn't accept countervailing evidence that proved him dead wrong. You know, there are many countries with a different economic model, like, you know, Sweden, Norway, Denmark, Finland, Luxembourg, which, you know, with lower unemployment, with lower inflation, with higher growth, with, you know, just longer life expectancy, better well-being, and that, you know, in a highly developed country, that gun laws do save lives. And I know you can say, look at the slaughterhouse states of Central America, and those are failed states largely because of drugs they're selling in the United States. That, yes, there is a very high death rate there despite their gun laws, but that's, I suppose, because, you know, these are largely failed states, that the criminal gangs have just taken them over. So he was in many ways a vile specimen. I don't mourn his passing. As I say, I didn't want him to be killed, but he was at least sound on one issue. He did at least want to defend children. He recognised that. Girls and boys, they're human, even when they are in utero, and they have the right to life, and they must be defended. So, you know, can the devil speak true? Yes, he could on one thing. But apart from that, I thought that he was noisome, absolutely barbaric. What an idiot. And I wouldn't say that about all my enemies. There's some of my enemies who are highly intelligent. Now, he was a capable and glib debater, and got to hand it to him for attempting to debate people far more intelligent than him and coming off actually not that badly, the worse for wear. So he did what he wanted to in his 31 years, but sadly his baleful influence has been spread across the world, and there are many MAGA sort of people who will have followed that, the white supremacists, saying that the Civil Rights Act of 1964 was a bad thing. I mean, what? That racial equality is a bad thing. That's sick. At the same time, he did say that Martin Luther King Jr. was a hero, and he was. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was a martyr who most nobly and gallantly laid down his life for racial equality, was against violence, tried to promote fraternal love amongst all races, and that is truly admirable. But it's preposterous to say that 1964 Civil Rights Act in the United States led to DEI, supposedly diversity, equity, and inclusion, which we know is actually discrimination, not equality at all, exclusion, and maybe injustice. All right, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.